This is Alan Marcus. I'm sitting in for our good friend Carl Sabatino this week, who's on assignment. And, Rowan, I have a question for our guest, Sean Tully, if I may.
Go ahead.
Sean, you were the bureau chief for Fortune magazine in Paris for a number of years. And, in fact, you visited Paris back in December. Tell us, if you will, your thoughts on what happened in Paris right after you left, an unrelated incident, and what's going to happen as a result of that.
Yeah, obviously the attack on Charlie was tragic. Some terrific journalists were killed. The security detail really only consisted of two people. Unfortunately, the attackers held a gun to the head of someone who punched in the code and got into the building. There's obviously tape and sound of the killers leaving the scene, shouting religious slogans. So this clearly is a religious motivated, obviously a warped view of Islam, but clearly there is a religious motivation there. And the French have proven to be, I think, extremely courageous in their reaction in the parades and the way that they've handled the aftermath of the whole attack. It's brought the French together. They haven't always been as tough on terrorism as they should have been. That's absolutely clear. But hopefully this will make them a lot tougher. And the way that Hollande behaved and the way that the world leaders came together in Paris was very moving. And the way that the French said, "I am Charlie," had the signs.
Je suis Charlie.
Je suis Charlie. Yeah. Was very moving. So hopefully this will be a new chapter in combating terrorism. They also showed a lot of courage in having a photo with a tear in his eye of the Prophet Muhammad on the cover of the next issue, of which there were 3 million copies went out, which is many multiples of their normal circulation.
Were you disappointed that the United States was not represented at that rally?
Absolutely. I thought it was outrageous and a major mistake, as was admitted in a press conference by Josh Earnest.
Sean, do you believe that there will be that this will drive the French, if you will, into the American orbit in terms of its fight against global terrorism?
It's hard to say. The French have been much less ardent on the subject than the Americans. They have, in France, there's a very large Muslim population in the 6 million range. The Muslims live out in what they call the Hachalem areas in many cases. There's a high unemployment rate. They haven't been as assimilated into French culture as would be desirable. So there's major tensions there. And I think the French have shied away from taking on this issue nearly as much as they should have. But hopefully this marks a new chapter in their resistance and their public statements on terrorism.
I remember during the first Gulf War, and I think the second Gulf War as well, where there were restaurants that changed the name from French fries to Liberty fries as a protest against the French's laissez-faire attitude. This would seem to change all that.
America has always had a hot and cold relationship with the French, even from the time of revolutionary times.
Yes, and since de Gaulle's time.
Yeah.
Because de Gaulle was resented a lot by Americans for barely acknowledging our role in liberating France. And obviously his whole goal was to renew pride in France, which he succeeded in doing.
Yeah. Franklin Roosevelt couldn't stand it.
Couldn't stand it, right.
So Churchill liked him. Roosevelt didn't. Roosevelt tried to marginalize him constantly, and de Gaulle never forgot it.
But the first foreign leader to come to America for John F. Kennedy's funeral was Charles de Gaulle.
Well,
uninvited, I might.
Uninvited.
Yeah, but the Kennedys were Francophiles. and she spoke French, I believe, fluently.
Yes, she did.
And that was a different thing. But up until then, I don't
believe. So that wasn't part of the political system.
He pulled out of NATO, didn't he? He got all the American troops had to leave France. You remember the famous story about him saying, I don't know if this is apocryphal or not, de Gaulle saying to Kennedy, I want every American soldier out of France. And Kennedy said, well, I'm very sorry, Mr. President, but there's about 40,000 of them buried there.
Jeez.
Oh, I do remember that.
Oh,
yeah, that's
God,
a great
that's
quote.
That's a dramatic, dramatic kind
well,
of quote.
Well, we're talking with Judge Herb Stern, Sean Tully, a Fortune magazine, Alan Marcus. I'm Roland Smith. Carl Sabatino is on assignment, and he'll be back next week. In the meantime, we'll be back in a few minutes.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He was the first ever draft pick of the Miami Heat. Originally from Lebanon, this big man earned the nickname Spin Doctor because of his whirling moves to the hoop.
Cycling. Takes him out of his shoes and dunks it in over him.
So where is Ronnie Cycling now? Ronnie's the chief executive at Quadrant Investment Group, a multi-million dollar real estate investment firm he launched in 2005. Ronnie's also an investor in several successful Miami restaurants. His great sense of rhythm has led to a regular gig as a techno DJ. And he's even released his own collection of club music. Guess we can still call Ronnie the Spin Doctor. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Why are all the courtroom television shows so popular? Why do people love it so when Judge Judy verbally beats up on the participants? Here's the social science of it. Based on downward social comparison theory, and as the perception of difficult times increases, these shows will remain popular. Why? When humans hurt, they look to compare themselves with others who are much worse off than they are. It's free therapy. If I can find someone, anyone who's worse off than me, then I feel better. What's the cheap psychological trick? Comparing downward may help you feel better in the short run, but it leads to being satisfied with your own inadequacies. Instead, compare yourself to achievers, emulate their behaviors, and you'll feel better for a different reason. Does this sound like you? Email me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.